ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Hello, welcome to a beautiful exchange service again tonight. Thank you for the power of worship which we have experienced. At this time, I just like to encourage whatever it is beyond worship session during the service, just learn to create an atmosphere around your home by just slotting in a CD, going online on YouTube. Just pray something that can refresh and revive your spirit man. You need to allow your spirit man to soar at this time and touch the depth of the creativity of God. Music, no doubt, is the food to the soul. It helps us to keep our emotions under, and it helps us to be able to see things from different perspectives. And I believe that the things that you have heard tonight through the lyrics and the word of those songs is inspiring enough for you to take that worship experience beyond just the service time. Welcome to another wonderful time. We call this the Beautiful Exchange Service. How was your day? Your day at home, because it's a time of global lockdown. We are locked in somewhat. Like we've always encouraged, let us utilize this time. I like to talk specifically to those people or to those of us who are married. We need to use this time to work on our marriages. I know that we've had cause to disagree, disagree to agree. This time, where we don't have technically places to go, where we spend more time together, there are some silent issues that have been silent for some time that are now coming up. Conflict are neutral, they are normal, they are universal. They're bound to be conflict, but we need to disagree to agree even at this time. And as we do that, it will bring strength and vitality to the character of our marriage. I like to just continue our thought from what I shared last week, Wednesday, about the spoken faith. Today, I need us to look at the word affirmation. Some people say positive confession. It is positive if it is built on the word of God, but it's just speaking to yourself what you believe. There is need for us. It's the principle of the word of God. So I'd like you to open your Bibles, please. If you will read with me tonight, let's read Mark chapter 11. I read from verse 22. It says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith, like the margin which we say. For surely I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says will come to pass, he shall have whatever he says." So, Jesus emphasizing that principle of affirmation. He shall have whatever he says. So an affirmation is a statement of truth made by repetition. So you have to keep saying it. For the things to become real in your life, you have to keep saying it. I am victorious. Not necessarily because I have rows of victories that I've recorded, But even while in the moment of disappointment, in the moment of maybe feeling, in the moment that things are not working, I still maintain my confession. I am affirming the truth that I have embraced. In Titus chapter 3, verse 8, talks about it. It said, affirming constantly. Affirming constantly. In other words, we are making firm what we believe by repetition. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, which is a very popular scripture, it said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That is the truth. The word of God is the truth. So when we make affirmation, which is by repetition, we are affirming that what God says in his word is the truth, and it has the final authority over any event of life. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, the Bible says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Let us hold steadfastly. Let us hold without shifting grounds. Let us hold to the truth. Let us repeat it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we can also say, fear comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of fear. Doubt comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of doubt. All these are spiritual forces which has the capacity to govern our lives, whether for good or for evil. But faith, firm trust in God's word, in God's promises, it has the capacity to put us over in life. So we make firm repetition. We affirm it constantly. We hold on to it. We are not letting go of it. We believe, because it is true, we believe that it will produce evidence. Philemon 6 talks about it. It said that the communication of our faith will become effectual. We have evidence when we acknowledge. So the word acknowledgement there is why we are affirming it. We believe it without holding any form of doubt, without holding any iota of doubt about the subject matter. So the question tonight, what are you saying? What are you affirming about your life, about your family, about your business, about your career path? We are in such a moment globally that people are not just afraid of the coronavirus, but they are afraid of the aftermath. What this will do to their family, what this will do to their work, what this will do to their businesses, what this will do even to their love and faith work. You need not to be fearful, because when we are fearful, we cannot get inspiration. We cannot get creative ideas as to be able to cope with what is coming. Whatever fear that we have tonight, whatever doubt that we have, they're genuine fear. But we must allow the force of faith to ride over fear. So the Bible is a book of wisdom. It's loaded with the distilled wisdom of ages. And we can come up with our own affirmation. This is what I want us to do. We call it confession. We call it affirmation. But we can keep saying it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. God has spoken once, Psalm 62, verse 11. Twice I've heard it. You hear it in your heart. The Holy Spirit minister it. You accept it. You believe it. And then you confess it. So there is a force. They are not just ordinary word anymore. John 6, 63, Jesus said, the flesh does not profit anything, but the word that has spoken to you, he said, they are spirits and they are life. In other words, there are forces. They can create, they can nourish, they can bring back, they can frame your world, they can repair things around you. You know, when it comes to our love and faith work, We can't afford to take it casually. We must be dogged in our belief, in our confession. We must be resolved in our commitment when it comes to the Word of God. You know, sometimes this affirmation, you have to learn to do it. This is one of the things I'm going to encourage. I mean, when I started out, I usually cut out small cards. Especially if you're not used to it, just start out. It may be even one scripture per day. Just hear yourself saying it to yourself 3-4 times. Your travel times, your break time. You just say it to yourself until you hear yourself. You literally hear your voice. And there is a force that builds confidence in your heart. So you say it. You say it. The Bible talks about this saying it, affirming it, in Matthew 26, verse 44. It said, Jesus prayed the third time saying the same words. In other words, there was that affirmation, that there was that resolve, that this is the word of God, this is the truth about this word, and I will keep saying it. You see, this affirmation, it goes along in every area of our lives. Maybe I should use the subject of healing. One of the reasons why people lose their healing is that when symptoms show up, you begin to hear things like, oh, I thought God healed me. No, God has healed you already. He has healed you when Jesus paid the price. But us saying the same thing in the face of symptoms, in the face of doubt, is what actually gets the job done. So you must keep saying it. For I know the grace that is in the Lord Jesus. That's the grace. There is a grace. There is a supply of the Spirit for us. And we can keep saying it so that we can get the result. Let me just take you through the following. I can consider it. You can just have it. Maybe in your library, you can have it. Write down these references. You can practice it after this beautiful exchange service tonight. Or you can just cultivate it. Like I said, when I started my own journey, I usually cut cards. Just put a scripture on it. So at every instant, maybe in the waiting room, when I'm in between things, and sometimes, in the days of posting, you can write out the scripture, put it on your dashboard. Why there is a slow traffic in whatever city that you live, just quickly look at it. So just one scripture. Like for example, Psalm 118 verse 24. It said, this is the day that the Lord has made. He said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. So you wake up in the morning and you say that to yourself. But usually, the word of the Lord, when it comes to us that way, as Rhema word, life throw up situation, challenges, to actually prove or test whether you are going to affirm, whether you are going to stand solidly behind your confession. So if the Bible says, if you're affirming Psalm 118 verse 24, which says this is the day that the Lord has made, and then just 5 or 10 minutes after, someone upsets you, what should literally come out of your mouth is to repeat that which has come out of your mouth initially, that which you believe in your heart. This is the day that the Lord has made. Maybe you are going to maybe submit a proposal, and when you get there, they say, sorry, we are sorry, it's already late. Instead of whining and complaining, you just bring it back. This is the day that the Lord has made. I may have seemingly lost this opportunity, but there are greater opportunities. That posture of faith is what opens us up to more opportunity. There's another word. You can say that. Today, I choose love. No matter how it is, I choose love instead of fear. I choose opportunity instead of disappointment. Because this is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice. Let me give you another one. You can come up with all these scriptures. The Bible is it's a great book. You have so many. For example, the word fear. Bible scholars have made us to realize that it appears, even in the Bible, about 365, 366 places, which means you have a word that covers each day. And if you are working in leap year, you still have a word that covers it. So you can look for those scriptures. You can run concordances of them where the Bible talks about what to do with fear. And you can say, for example, in Psalm 34, verse 1, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I remember one time I was trying to seek for an opportunity, and I prepared so well for it. I believed so well for it, and I made the move. I prepared myself, and on the day that I'm supposed to make a presentation, just to be able to access that opportunity, I mean, they canceled the meeting, and then one thing led to another, which is a story for another day. But at that instant, hey, I was tempted to complain. I was tempted to just doubt. I was tempted to come up with negative attitude and put up a negative attitude. I was tempted to play a victim mentality. And I suddenly shake myself up. And this is one of the scriptures that, I mean, in my own daily affirmation, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. This response of no will not determine whether I'm happy or not for this day. And I just have to shake it off myself. It's the same thing. The word of the Lord will be tried. The word of the Lord will be proven in our life. But our posture of faith in affirmation is what determines. Another one, Joel 3:10, he said, let the weak say, I am strong. So you might be, I mean, you wake up in the morning and your whole body aches, or you wake up in the morning and traffic everywhere. You wake up in the morning and it's as if you're not going to, I mean, you have 3, 4, 5 trains highlighted for the day, and you are not able to accomplish one or two. And there is that tendency that, oh, you begin to speak to yourself. Why is this one? You complain about the traffic, complain about the country. No, you can say, I am strong in the midst of all these things. In all these things, I am more than a conqueror. So let the weak say, I am strong. I need to affirm it. I am strong. I am wired up for this time. Another one. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I use this a lot. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he. I am strong. I am courageous. I am full of faith. My life is full of favor. I am blessed of the Lord. He has blessed me with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. No matter how it goes, the harvest of the heart must yield its produce to me. I am walking with God. God blesses the works of my hand. Whatsoever I do shall prosper. You know, greater one lives on the inside of you, and you have to affirm that. Sometimes it's other people. People just want to intimidate you for no reason. Sometimes people just show that they don't like your face. But hey, whether somebody likes you or not, as long as you are within the context of God's love for your life, as long as you are doing what you are persuaded to do by the Spirit of God, as long as you are a dedicated worker in that office, as long as you are committed to that vision of God in your heart for that business, the greater one on the inside of you will help you to overcome. So you affirm it to yourself. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Another one is Romans 8:31. You know, a lot of the time, we are all faced with that temptation to play victim. Nobody likes me. They don't like my face. Nobody appreciates my talent. Or nobody appreciates my input. Don't play victim. Hey, your confession is that God is for me. And if God is for me, no one can be against me. System can't be against me. Structures can't be against me. And he said in verse 37 of Romans 8:31 says, if God be for us, no one can be against us. Verse 37 says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. The next one that you can copy, I am a child of God. My Father has adopted me into his family. He moved me out of the kingdom of darkness into the light of his kingdom. That's Colossians 1:13. You can say that he's providing every need of my life. Philippians 4:19 also say, my God shall supply all of my needs
You know, we don't confess that scripture when you have everything going good for you. Mm-mm. You confess it when you lack. You confess it when you are in abundance. Because there is what the Bible says in Philippians 1:19, the supply of the Spirit. We are dealing with a river that never runs dry. So we have to keep our affirmation. A lot of the times, it's just happened. It happens to every one of us that when things are working, human beings have the tendency to relax and wait until when things are not working. Hey, our faith work demands that we are proactive. God doesn't go on holidays, so we don't go on holidays with our faith. Even at this present moment, a lot of people are treating this moment of global lockdown, locked in, as holiday period. No, God doesn't go on holiday. You say, how do I know that? He said, he who keeps Israel neither sleep nor slumber. So God doesn't go on holidays. So we can't afford that our faith should also go on holidays. People are complaining, oh, the churches are not open. When are we going to get back to the... Your faith, well, fine. There is a place for gathering in our faith. But your faith should not just be in those physical present in churches. No, you are the church. You are the moving church. God lives on the inside of you. You can converse with the Holy Spirit. You can listen to the voice of your great shepherd. So, the greater one lives on the inside of you. He will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Another one is that God is the strength of your life. Psalm 27, verse 1. God is the strength. And you can confirm and affirm it to yourself. Every day, in every way, by the grace of God, I am getting better and better. Through this season, I am getting wiser and wiser. I am filled with the grace of God. And you see, these are spoken words of faith. And as you say it to yourself, the creative ideas of God begin to flow in your mind. I mean, you can say this. I said this some weeks ago. One of the things, us, as human beings, we deal with guilt and condemnation. But you can say to yourself, God has forgiven me, and I can forgive myself. And I must forgive myself. God is the one who is at work. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. The anointing of the Holy One resides on the inside of me. 1 John 2:27. And I know all things. As we close tonight, I need to encourage you. You need to understand how these things work. God is the strength of our lives. So we need to affirm the truth of his word repeatedly. You know, the faith and the love walk is not just one thing that you do when everything is rosy. You do it all the season. That's why he even says to us, preach the word in and out of season. Health, you do it without season. Don't wait until you are sick before you know Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, Matthew 8, 17, 1 Peter 2, 24. Even when there is nothing, there is no symptom, keep saying it. He said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. He said, he has renewed our youth like the eagles. He said, he has crowned us, Psalm 103, the first seven verses. You can read it as part of your affirmation. We belong to Jesus. We are strong. We are happy. We are victorious. Everything about our lives, about our family is true based on the word of God. We will have whatever we say. A lot of people have started saying, after COVID-19, they're going to lose their job. After COVID-19, business is going to be hard. Hey, listen to yourself. Where we read tonight, it said, he shall have whatever he says. The word of the Lord says, we are snared by the words of our mouth. So watch what you say. Proverbs 6:2. We are taken captive by those words. We are also justified by the words of our mouth. You can have what you say. As we go tonight, let me pray with you. I don't know where you are in your faith walk. Maybe you should take a moment, pause at what you are saying. But you need to affirm the word of the Lord over yourself, over your family, over your children, over your walk with God, over your marital situation, over your marital destiny, over the promises of God, which the Bible says they are yes and amen for us in Christ Jesus. A lot of people are looking for who to do these things on their behalf.
I'm not despising spiritual authority, but hey, this is the book of prophecy. So you are your own prophet. Speak over your life. Speak over your family. Speak over your business. Speak over your career path. I believe that after COVID-19, we are coming out stronger. We are coming out better. We are coming out renewed. We are coming out re-energized to face the challenges of the marketplace. And because we are the victorious one, we will be victorious. Months to come, years to come, we will reap the harvest of this season of investment only if you are investing the seeds of the Word of God into your life. I pray this evening for you that the Word of the Lord will continue to prosper you. The Word of the Lord will continue to be your shield and your buckler. The Word of the Lord will open up treasures, hidden treasures of darkness to you. And at this time, even as we are taking this time of locking, you sow the seed of the Word of God in your heart, and as you declare it and affirm it to yourself, the Word of God will grow mightily and prevail in every situation of your life.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,